I don't remember any year that was predictable. Every time at the end of the year, people are always saying, "Oh, who would have expected that?" It's always unpredictable. But this year, I mean, some things have, I mean, gold and silver have gone up, copper's gone up. There are various and sundry things that are up fairly nicely this year, if we're speaking just of commodities, and I'm sure there'll be more next year.
Gold has particularly had an attraction given its status as a safe haven investment. Do you think that gold will continue to increase in value as we go into 2021?
Well, there are a lot of people being forced to sell gold to buy food or whatever. I mean, India, for instance, is the largest gold market, and there is liquidation going on in some markets. But after my plan is that after this correction is over, and who knows when it will be over, that I will buy more gold. I will especially buy silver because silver is down 50 or 60% from its all-time high. Gold is near its all-time high.
I was quite surprised to see that this year's best performing major commodity is iron ore. Could you explain why it's been doing so well?
Well, it's because the Chinese economy is the least badly affected of all economies this year, and they buy a lot of iron ore. I mean, whether we like it or not, the Chinese have done a less bad job. Their economy is one of the few, if not the only one, which will show positive growth this year. So they're having to buy a lot of iron ore, and of course, the iron ore mines aren't producing a lot because of the virus.
We're also seeing copper and platinum ticking up, and that's on hopes that the vaccine rollout around the world will see economies start to rebound. Do you think this is a bit optimistic?
Copper's also up because electric cars use four or five, maybe six times as much copper as a regular car does. And it looks like there's a big move coming, bigger move coming in electric cars. So that's part of it. But yes, no, part of it is certainly the world economy. And most people, if you look out the window, expect the world economy to be better in 2021. But that's mainly because 2020 was such a disaster during part of the year.
And relative to stocks, relative to equities, the cheapest asset class, or one of the cheapest asset classes, is commodities. And for a long time, you've always been a big bull on agriculture, but it's done really badly this year.
Well, no, of course. I mean, everything is done badly. People couldn't work, people couldn't eat, people couldn't do anything. But as I look around the world, bonds are certainly in a bubble. Stocks in some countries are near highs. Property in many places is a bubble. The only asset class I see that's still cheap are commodities. Doesn't mean they're going up, but they seem to be still cheap.
Following President Trump signing off on the pandemic relief bill and the House vote looking to increase the stimulus checks, we're seeing global stocks head for a fresh record in these final days of 2020. But you said that you think that stocks may be in a bubble. Could you elaborate?
Well, there's no question that some stocks are in a bubble. But Alicia, some stocks in America are actually down in 2020. So this is not a full-fledged bubble yet. But if you look at some, electronic or technology stocks, they go up all over the world. Samsung, Alibaba, not Alibaba now, but Tencent and others, they're going up. A bubble is developing. You're having a whole new crowd of investors come into the market who don't know. All the signs are there. It's not a full-fledged bubble yet, but I can see signs of a bubble developing. I've seen this movie before, Alicia.
So when you say that a bubble is developing, combined with the trillions of dollars that central banks and governments are pumping into the global economy at the moment, should we be worried going into 2021?
Well, I'm not short anything. I am certainly, I think I see what's going on. I think I see the bubble developing. The bubble will become bigger and bigger probably during 2021. But later in the year, the bubble's probably going to pop and a lot of people are going to suffer. Now, I don't see any reason to be worried right now. Mr. Biden and his crowd all want to spend money, and they will.
And so, if you were to give your top three predictions for the markets going into 2021, what would you recommend?
I think the market is going to go up for a while because Mr. Biden and his crowd love to print money, love to borrow money, love to spend money. So, markets around the world will probably go up. Markets in Asia, like Japan, China, will go up more because they're down more. Bonds will stop going up, if I were telling you what's going to happen in 2021.
And Jim, you're famous for having traveled around the world. I think it was 3 times. Are you hoping that with the vaccine now you'll be able to travel again in 2021?
I certainly hope so. You know, as much as I like being at home and as much as I like Singapore, I'd like to see other parts of the world too. I miss the world very much.
Jim Rogers, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.